It's time for a Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning bonus segment. And Joe Bartlett filling in for Michael Riedel. What you got, Joe?
Well, I got the Little League World Series. Interesting story coming out of that. Not the Staten Island team, but this has to do with a coach for Australia, the Australian team. And for the first time ever, the coach, or the manager, has been suspended.
This is the first time ever at the Little League World Series?
Uh-huh. He's suspended for the entire tournament.
Is this before he ever got there?
Actually, it was in their opening game. There was a major problem.
What happened?
He didn't play all of his players.
Wow. Is that the rule?
Well, it's a new rule. They kind of changed it. So he's been suspended by Little League Baseball for playing a game in which one of his 13 players did not have an at-bat. And you know who the child was that didn't get the at-bat?
His kid. Oh, no!
His kid. He was left on the on-deck circle when the team won the first game of their tournament. First manager in the history of Little League World Series to be suspended for the duration of the tournament. And the reason is there's been some other suspensions. In March, they changed the penalty for violating that rule from two games. It's called the mandatory play rule, from two games to a complete suspension. And the reason they did it is because in the past, there were some coaches that would take the two-game suspension. You know, we know little Johnny, the guy isn't going to get a hit. I won't play him, but we're going to win, and I'll take the two-game suspension, and we'll just go forward in the tournament. So now, if you ever do that, You're out for the whole tournament.
I have a whole bunch of questions. Any idea how long they've had this rule?
This was actually it's been around for a while.
I remember.
In most of the Little League tournaments, you have to play everybody.
And the fact he doesn't get a pass because the kid was in the on-deck circle?
No. I mean, I've managed Little League teams, too. Yeah. You got to get them in.
Is that hard to do?
In a Little League, there's a requirement. Yeah, and look, you got guys you know can't play the game.
Right.
So, but they're on the team. So in the Little League, I believe, at least when I was coaching, they had to have at least one at-bat and at least one inning or maybe two innings in the field. There's some.
It's a great rule. I just don't know as a manager, is it hard to juggle it like that?
Well, look, that's the rule. And do you think it's fair that you get this 13-year-old kid's going to sit on the bench for the whole game?
No.
Because he can't hit?
Oh, he shouldn't be on the team anyway. Well, I assume if your team makes the Little League World Series, all these kids can play.
Yeah, but what if a kid is not a good hitter?
Okay.
Maybe he's just your son's friend that is on the team or something like that.
Maybe he doesn't like his son.